Hello all and welcome to the podcast, The Modern Storyteller. My name is Surya and it's a pleasure to have you here today. In today's episode, I want to talk about the importance of taking your writing seriously and what your dedication needs to be. Like we keep mentioning multiple times over and over again, writing is not easy, writing is hard. Even the smallest distraction, a text from someone you don't even want to talk to, can disrupt the entire process if you are not careful and do not have system. In this episode, I want to tell you why that is the case. So without any further ado, let's get started. See, when you start writing, you do not have a lot of projects to work with, you do not have a lot of ideas going around, and you are just sort of aimlessly working around one particular project. What happens there is you write when something strikes you. See, this happened to me as well. When I started, I was sort of writing a Harry Potter, Doctor Who sort of a mix. Or basically time travel with Harry Potter. I had a very vague idea of how things should go, and there were still moments that I encountered where I didn't know what exactly I wanted to do. So here's what I did. I wrote when things stuck me. I used to be in a class, and when if something comes into my head, I used to write it down. And believe me, this harmed me more than I thought, and looking back today, I can see the harm it did than any benefit it did. I mean, I did work a lot on that, but I had to work that lot because I didn't have a system, I didn't take my writing seriously. See, the plan was to do engineering and then get into a job post that, and maybe have that as my primary career. In writing was always secondary at that time. I mean, I never wrote a book, I never wrote a story, I don't even know how to write a story, so what's the point in even thinking I can write one? This was the kind of belief I held, and I doubted myself very much when I wrote, because I used exotic words to appear like a good writer. I didn't have a proper narrative, I didn't have a proper scene, but I tried to substitute that with words, hoping that someone who's not so good with writing or words will not figure that out. And I suffered a lot, because all of those years where I could have spent my time learning about writing and becoming a better author, better writer, I didn't do that to me, myself. See, when I started this podcast, the one thing I thought of was what I needed when I started writing. And what I needed was a guidance, what I needed was a direction. See, no one can tell me what sort of books I need to write, what sort of stories I need to write. But they can tell me the kind of things that go in making those stories. See, all I'm trying to say is, if someone told me you need to focus on a character, you need to focus on an outline, a plot, I would have focused a lot on that and not put a lot of my energies into just writing whatever events that come into play. See, this has been a very big learning for me, and this is something that I take seriously even to this day. If I don't take my writing seriously, it's the one person that gets affected is me. I need to write every day. See, See, writing is like a moving train. You need to be in that zone to get to finishing your stories. You need to be in that area where you can produce more than you could ever produce. See, the zone is activated by the system. Again, I'm not talking about getting to that zone through substances. I'm talking about getting to that zone in a certain way, which is your system. Writing is hard because your brain has a lot of free time while your hands are catching up to the scene. Your brain has seen the scene, it's just replaying it over and over and it's bored. So now it wants to do something, it starts thinking about all the good things you did, all the bad things you did, all the funny things you did, all the embarrassing things you did. And sometimes it just becomes a distraction than aiding you in your writing. Unfortunately, it's not easy to stop that process. It's very hard and very difficult, but there are ways to stop that process. And the main thing is, the more you get involved in your writing, the easier it is to stop the process. What happened with me is, I did not know this. Involvement was something I did not know. I was focused on the end result. I was always thinking, I should finish the book, then I should think of marketing the book, then I should think of publishing the book. And all of this has led me to one question: why am I doing this? And this one question has always bothered me so much that it ended up becoming a big distraction to my writing. And sometimes when I couldn't answer this question, I just gave up writing. You see the impact that your brain has on you sometimes? See, I used to not write for weeks together, then I come back and I look at it, then I feel very bad because the story is shitty. And then I tried to make it better by adding more fancy words, then I tried to do something. It just sucked really long. For a really long time, the stories I wrote, they just sucked. I'm not kidding with this. If I look at a story I wrote back in the 2015 or 2016, I'll just think, this is the most shittiest story I've ever read. And I've read shittier stories. The thing is, taking your writing seriously means putting in the investment to become better at your writing every day. This means reading about writing. This means reading about how you write a scene, reading various scenes that are very related to the one that you're trying to write. You know, looking up for inspirations, doing research. See, there are a lot of things to do when you take your writing seriously, but most important thing of all is to write. See, the following statement I'm going to make may sound a lot like a tautology, a general statement that doesn't make real sense unless you actually apply to it. See, the thing is, the only way to write is start writing. There are a lot of things you can do in the way, but nothing is gonna get done if you're just building all of the things in your head. See, what's the point if there's a perfect character in your head but you've never written it? Versus a character who's not so well developed but very well written. Believe me, it takes time. It takes time to write. And you need to understand that. It's not a process that just happens magically out of the blue. It takes a lot of time to get even the basic of things happening for the story. And if you don't take your writing seriously, story will not progress. See, I told you in the last episode, it took me 2.5 years to write the book that I'm going to publish very soon. Why is that the case? not because I spent 2.5 years trying to figure out what I want to create. A lot of the time in those 2.5 years, I was working, I was doing other things. The additional time on the side is what I used to write. But apart from that, I did not write very often. I wrote sometimes when time mattered, when time presented itself. I was afraid of how it would sound like. I went to meetups. I tried to do a lot of other things instead of focusing on my writing. And this gave me a lot of problems, because the more I delved into other things, the more I got confused about how I am going to write the book. In the end, I was able to manage it properly because I had a set structure and outline. But the problem is, it took me a long time to even get there. Those 2.5 years, the first draft, it's really, really bad. And the shittiest first draft is just an understatement to how shitty it was. See, if you look at the book that's gonna be published versus the book that I wrote as the first draft, you will not at all believe that the both of the things were written by the same person. It's that bad. But that's how writing happens. See, your first draft doesn't have to be in the most flowery, in the most perfect language. But the thing is, it has to have everything in your head. How do you get everything in your head onto the paper? You write every single day. See, this is a most important and key characteristic of a system. We live in an age where distractions are many. See, the tools that make us productive are the very tools that make us distracted from what we are supposed to be productive from. 10 people will come to you and say, hey, do you have a minute? I want to talk. 20 other emails will flow at your inbox and say, hey, there's something I care about. Talk. See, even the podcast sometimes is a distraction, because maybe at the time you want to see that notification, you are not ready or in a state to listen to this. That's okay. See, I am also trying to get your attention. And the reason is simple, because I believe that what I have to say is important to you. And considering the fact that you are here at over 10 minute mark, you believe that to be true as well. See, this is a most important thing. Your system needs to focus on how to remove those distractions. And second, how exactly are you going to figure out a writing block in your life? See, it can be a 30-minute exercise, it can be a 10-minute exercise, but you have to write every single day. Think of it like a streak on Duolingo. You have to write it, there is no other alternative. It's not like you write once a month or once a week and say, hey Surya, I've written enough for, you know, this month, I'm gonna write next month. If you want to be serious for your writing, that's not gonna happen. That won't cut it. So figure out a system. See, I want to run a course on figuring a writing system that works for you. And I will make this course available very soon. This system is designed to help you build your own system for writing and writing better. So I will see you very soon, and goodbye for now. Before we conclude the episode, I want to talk about my new book, T-5 years. It's a web novel that's being published on Wattpad and other platforms. T-5 years follows the story of Vikram,
who lands 5 years in the past in 2015 with little of his memory. He is supposed to change the past and eventually and subsequently the future, but he does not know exactly what it is. Over the time, with few of his memories coming back to him, he has to figure out what he exactly has to change and ensure that he changes it. Will he be successful in his journey? Stay tuned to find out. The link to this story is present in the description, or you can search T-5 years on Wattpad. I hope you like it. It's a very exciting story for me, and it's been an amazing journey so far. I hope you like reading it as much as I loved writing it. So that's all I have for today. I hope you have gotten enough to start writing your stories. The resources for this episode are uploaded on my Patreon page and the blog. The summary is available to all, and there is another document with additional tips. If you're interested in supporting the Modern Storyteller podcast, you can do so by either buying the additional tips document or becoming a patron to directly get access to this episodes as well as the ones that came before this by becoming a patron with less than $1 per episode. You can check out the additional benefits on my Patreon page, for which the link is down below. Have a good day writing. See you in the next episode. Surya T signing off.